Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, two boatmen who drowned on a fishing trip in Donegal were clearly inexperienced sailors, their inquest was told today. And an Inishowen councillor has raised questions after a government letter relating to last August flooding reached him this week, despite being dated from late February. A Letterkenny municipal meeting has heard that road conditions in the area are like the surface of the moon. And the government has been heavily criticised as latest figures from the HSE reveal adults with type 1 diabetes in Donegal continue to wait up to 2 years for recall appointments. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. But first in news, there will be no inquest investigation into the road death of a woman which led to the suicide of an investigating Garda. Donegal coroner Dr. Dennis McCauley today said he had been instructed by the family of Sheena Stewart, a 34-year-old mother of three who died in an accident on New Year's Day 2015, that they didn't want the inquest into her death to continue. Trish Lafferty reports.
Dr. McCauley recalled after hearing other inquests in Donegal town that he had opened and adjourned an inquest into the death of Miss Stewart of Mountaintop, Letterkenny in December 2015. The adjournment was to allow a criminal investigation to proceed into the accident in which Miss Stewart, a pedestrian, died. That criminal investigation is over and evidence was heard in separate court proceedings, which had now concluded, he said. However, Dr. McCauley said at the request of Miss Stewart's family, he had decided to conclude the inquest hearing. Last October, a minibus driver was found not guilty of causing the death of Miss Stewart by careless driving in Ballyshannon on January 1st, 2015. A year earlier, an inquest into the death of Sergeant Mick Galvin found he took his own life with a Garda gun inside Ballyshannon station. He did not know at the time he had been cleared of any wrongdoing by a GSOC investigation into Miss Stewart's death.
Meanwhile, earlier today, an inquest into the deaths of two boatmen who drowned on a fishing trip heard they were clearly inexperienced sailors. Boat charter company owner Paddy Byrne said he saw Romantis Baroskas and Romundus Justaskas launch their white rib at Teeline Pier last July the 9th and head towards Rathlin O'Byrne Island, where the waters were more exposed. Mr. Byrne said it was obvious from the way they launched they were inexperienced. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The inquest heard today that the body of 56-year-old Mr. Baroskas of Oldcastle, County Meath, was found on rocks at Mallinbeg near Glencullum Kill, while the body of 34-year-old Mr. Justaskas of Ballymahon, County Longford, was recovered by an RNLI lifeboat after being spotted at sea by the Sligo-based Rescue 118 helicopter. Tragedy investigator Garda Paul Crossan said he believed the boat bounced off a reef, deflated on one side and capsized, but couldn't say in which order it happened. He noted that Mr. Baroskas was pictured wearing a flotation device, but it wasn't on his body when recovered. Instead, it was strapped to a seat in the boat. Donegal County Coroner Dr. Dennis McCauley says medical evidence showed alcohol was consumed by both men, which would have contributed to their risks and impaired decision making. He said the absence of an anchor contributed to risks. He recorded death in each case was caused by drowning due to misadventure.
A hard border post-Brexit will mean Gardaí will need significant extra resources. The Association of Garda Superintendents is holding its annual conference in Kildare, where issues like extra drains on resources and the increasing complexity of investigations are being discussed. The president of the AGS says work needs to be done to establish what resources will be needed in the event of a hard Brexit. Noel Cunningham says they simply don't know that at this stage.
Do we need the same level of resources we had during the 80s when we were dealing with troubles and we're dealing with a very different challenge in relation to what was happening then in terrorism? This is a different thing, but it is criminality, and it is criminality which will fund, we believe, and will help to fund dissident activity. So it's very important that we're in there early and we identify what kind of a policing model we need, what kind of infrastructure and what kind of IT systems we need to support that.
An Inishowen councillor has raised questions after a government letter relating to last August flooding reached him just this week, despite being dated from late February. The letter was sent to Donegal County Council in response to queries from Councillor Albert Doherty and others, all of whom were sent copies. However, Councillor Doherty says despite the February date, the letter is shown as having been received by Donegal County Council on March the 22nd, the day an important meeting was taking place with the OPW.
The contents were quite relevant for a meeting that we as Inishowen councillors were having on the 22nd of March with the OPW officials. It was dated 28th of February on a government department, received by our Donegal County Council office on the 22nd, and its contents, I believe, were very relevant and would have been a benefit to me on the day of the meeting with the OPW.
From your point of view then, if it was dated the 28th of February, it obviously sat somewhere for a number of weeks before being sent on to council. That shouldn't have happened.
No, I don't think so. We had debated at the end of January a motion which was adopted by Donegal County Council forward to the Minister for Response. His private secretary signed it for the 28th of February, and I believe between the 28th of February and the 22nd of March it should have made its way earlier to Donegal and to myself as councillor.
A Letterkenny municipal meeting has heard that road conditions in the area are like the surface of the moon. Cathaoirleá of Donegal County Council, Councillor Gerry McMonagall, made the comments while calling on the council to carry out resurfacing works on the Dr. McGinley Road in Letterkenny. In its response, the local authorities say that this particular stretch is not included in the ORI programme, but minor repair works will be addressed by its patching crew. While acknowledging budgeting constraints, Councillor McMonagall says the council needs to come up with other ways to fund necessary works.
It's currently now like the surface of the moon. There's 10 or a dozen potholes just in front, immediately in front of the houses there in the estate. And what I'm asking the council, and I've asked the mayor to do today, is that rather than just fill the potholes, which they've done in the past and now they've emptied again, is that we do a proper resurfacing job, and that we, whatever money we invest in it, that it's good money and it's not good money thrown after bad by pothole filling.
They have said though that the way that they are getting funding now, it's not in a block like it used to be in the town council.
Yeah, certainly we've always argued that since the abolition of the town council that we've lost out in Letterkenny to the tune of about €360,000, and here we hear today sort of evidence of that there, and that being confirmed. Now the roads, not just not Dr. McGinley this day, but the roads in and around the town are just deteriorating to an extent now that it's not acceptable, and we need more monies. Unfortunately, as you heard there today from the director of roads, is that our money is allocated as per kilometre, and we get something like in the region of 7-8 kilometres around Letterkenny, and that does not take into account the volume of the traffic that we have to put up with. So while the roads in our town are crumbling, we are getting little or no money, and I've asked them that they need to now sit up, take notice of this, and find other ways of finding money that they can fix the roads in Letterkenny.
The government has been heavily criticised as latest figures from the HSE reveal adults with type 1 diabetes in Donegal continue to wait up to 2 years for recall appointments, despite HSE guidelines recommending patients be reviewed every 6 months. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the escalating crisis in diabetes care services in Donegal is resulting in patient health and well-being being totally ignored. He says these waiting times are very worrying, given that people with diabetes run a greater risk of developing one or more severe health complications due to the condition.
We had the promises, there had been some advances in terms of advanced nurses, but in relation to the substantial issues, none of them have actually improved, and indeed what we're seeing is the situation worsening, and the figures speak for themselves. And you know, sometimes when we're talking about waiting lists and times and, you know, recalls and all the rest, we forget that in the middle of all of this here is, you know, why is this important? It's important because if you do have type 1 diabetes, it's not cared for, that you can suffer very serious consequences. And that's why the HSE say themselves that, you know, there should be reviews every 6 months.
A judge has lifted a court order preventing the reporting of legal arguments heard in the absence of the jury during the Belfast rape trial. It's been exactly 2 weeks since Ireland and Ulster rugby players Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding were acquitted of raping a woman in June 2016. From Belfast, Frank Greeny has this report, which contains details of a graphic nature that may upset some listeners.
Until now, the public wouldn't have known that additional bloodstaining on Paddy Jackson's bedsheets was airbrushed from the photo shown to the jurors. The judge heard it belonged to a non-related person, and his barrister successfully argued it was capable of causing real prejudice. A short video of a spit roasting sent by Rory Harrison to Stuart Olding was also deemed inadmissible. Mr. Harrison was acquitted of perverting the course of justice and withholding information. There was also an unsuccessful attempt to stop the trial after Naomi Long, the leader of the Alliance Party in Northern Ireland, tweeted about something Mr. Olding's barrister said during his closing speech. Mr. Jackson's barrister also applied for the jury to be discharged because of Judge Patricia Smith's tone during her charge. He claimed there was a degree of sympathy while dealing with the complainant's evidence. In any event, all attempts to stop the trial were unsuccessful, and the jury returned with unanimous verdicts of not guilty this day 2 weeks ago. Frank Greeny at Belfast Crown Court.
Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin was one of seven public representatives who received donations that exceeded €600 last year. Under the standards in public office legislation, public representatives may not accept donations of more than €200 in cash or €1,000 from a single source. Donations exceeding €600 from a single source must be disclosed. Senator McLaughlin declared a €1,000 donation in the name of Donegal Office Services High Road Letterkenny, a registered corporate donor. It's anticipated that new toilets and changing facilities in Rathmullen will be open to the public ahead of this year's bathing season. The facilities are currently in the final phase of construction, but bad weather resulted in a delay of work being carried out. The roof is now complete, windows and plumbing are installed, with painting and finishes currently ongoing. Councillor Liam Blaney says while it's positive that a conclusion is in sight, the community deserve a more definite date as to when the facilities will open.
Been delayed due to the weather conditions, and that's held the project back. But they still say that they hope to have the toilets and the shower facilities open for the bathing season. Now, when the bathing season is, I'm not sure, but I'm hoping that they're talking about the 1st of June. And unfortunately, there's nobody here today to be able to give a proper answer on it.
And you'll be seeking more clarity, like a definite date for the opening of them?
Yeah, I think the people of Rathmullen deserve that, and the people that are going to be using the facilities down there deserve to know when the facilities is going to be finished and open, because we're waiting for about 12 years now since the old potato store was knocked in Rathmullen, and they were told that the new toilets was going to replace it. And unfortunately it's taken this length of time, but it's very welcome news at this stage that we're coming to a conclusion, and that within hopefully the next few months that they will be opened to the public.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Go the distance this spring with a great range of running shoes, sports gear and accessories at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Pep Guardiola is facing a UEFA disciplinary charge of improper conduct. Manchester City manager was sent to the stands at half-time in last night's 2-1 Champions League defeat to Liverpool at the Etihad. Guardiola was seen remonstrating with the officials after the half-time whistle over a disallowed goal. Liverpool have been charged due to their fans throwing objects and setting off fireworks. It brings to 6 the number of charges relating to their fans' behaviour across the two legs. Legendary Italian goalkeeper Gianluigi Buffon could play his last Champions League game this evening. The 40-year-old will lead his Juventus side into a quarter-final second leg against Real Madrid at the Bernabeu. Juve face an uphill battle, having lost the first leg 3-0 in Turin last week. Bayern Munich can reach their 7th European semi-final in 9 years tonight. They lead Sevilla 2-1, heading into their tie at the Allianz Arena. Both of those games start at 7:45. To two winners tonight will join Liverpool and Roma in Friday's semi-final draw. The Reds, of course, are back in the last four for the first time in a decade. Fullback Andrew Robertson says they have a 6th European crown in their sights.
You're in the last four, you know, you're in touching distance, but we know how hard it's going to be. You know, there's going to be no easy tie in this semi-final, and everyone's fighting for their lives to try and get in the final, and we'll be no different.
Wolverhampton Wanderers can move a step closer to the Premier League tonight. The Championship leaders welcome Derby County to Molineux. Wolves need just 5 points from the remaining five games to secure a return to the top flight for the first time since 2012. Brian Clough will take charge of Ipswich Town's last four Championship games this season. The club's head of coaching and player development will step in after Mick McCarthy announced his departure last night. The former Republic of Ireland boss was due to leave at the end of the campaign but pulled the pin 4 games earlier. To Scotland, and former Celtic boss Gordon Strachan thinks rivals Rangers are more than capable of ending their hopes of a second consecutive domestic treble. The sides will meet at Hampden on Sunday in the semi-finals of the Scottish Cup. Brendan Rodgers' team have already retained the League Cup and are on the verge of sealing another Premiership title. But Strachan says Rangers can stop them adding a third trophy.
To beat Celtic, you'll get chances now and then, but you've got to be able to put that final pass in to create that chance, and they do have people that can finish Rangers.
Locally in the Ulster Senior League tonight, there's a big derby match at the Dry Arch Park as Bunnaghy United welcome their neighbours Letterkenny Rovers. That game kicks off at 7.45. Before that, at 7.30, the Charlie O'Donnell Cup semi-finals will be played in Inishowen. It's Kildaff against Glengad United and Alia to go on Redcastle United. While at 6.45 in the Premier Division of the Inishowen League, Ellis Celtic are up against Greencastle FC. And at 6.30 in the Donegal League Premier Division, Glenee United will travel to the Moss to take on Dromahol. There's one game tonight as well in the Donegal Youth League. Let's see, Swally Rovers play Kilmacrenan and Celtic in a derby match. That one starts at 6.45 tonight. In the League of Ireland, St Patrick's Athletic have unveiled plans for a brand new 12,000-seater stadium. The SSE Airtricity Premier Division side say the project at St Michael's Estate will be financially independent and requires no government funding. Pats claim the stadium would take 2 years to build once planning permission is granted. On to sports news from Down Under. Rachel Dara suffered defeat in the last 32 of the women's singles badminton at the Commonwealth Games in Australia earlier today. The young Rafal player lost in straight sets 21-5, 21-12 to Sonia Chi of Malaysia. She secured the second round appearance with an impressive 2-0 win over a Cameroon opponent on Tuesday. The competition is not done just yet for Rachel, who will see action with Sinead Chambers tomorrow Thursday. Dara will again face Chile, as Malaysia are their opponents in the last 16 of the doubles. And in other news in the Commonwealth Games, Northern Ireland continue to rack up medals on the Gold Coast. Christina O'Hara has guaranteed at least a silver after beating New Zealand's Tamne Benny in the light flyweight division. Carly McDowell has guaranteed a flyweight silver following her quarter final victory earlier today, while Brendan Irvine, Stephen Donnelly and James McGivern all won their quarter finals as well to guarantee them at the very least bronze medals. Tom Comack will have the GA programme tonight here on Highland. Usual throw-in time to that is at 8.30. And we'll have our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Aisín. Almost 900 women ordered abortion pills online from one provider last year. Woman Help Woman is one of two main sources of abortion pills that women use to gain access to terminations. They say the number of Irish women ordering the pill increased by almost 200% last year. Dr. Cliona Murphy, a consultant calling for a yes vote in the referendum, says those speaking against the proposed 12-week limit need to see abortion is a reality in Ireland already.
Actually, if you drill back and ask people why they're not comfortable with 12 weeks, they're probably not comfortable with 9, they're probably not comfortable with 7, they're probably not comfortable with women having termination of pregnancy at all. Not everybody finds out that they're pregnant at 6 weeks or 7 weeks. Sometimes people's cycles can be delayed, they have medical problems, so they may find out at 8 or 9 weeks. If you make it that it's 8 weeks, well, actually, you're really having very restrictive access to termination.
Meanwhile, there are renewed calls for a review of the postal vote system ahead of the abortion referendum on May the 25th. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says this archaic and outdated postal voting system is denying people a vote if they are abroad for holiday, pilgrimage or work-related reasons during the voting period. He says he will be calling on Minister Owen Murphy once again to amend the legislation.
I've had a lot of calls from people over the last number of weeks. People who go on holidays and there will be a abroad, either on holidays or on pilgrimage, on the 25th of May. And those people, by virtue of the fact they're on holiday or pilgrimage, are not entitled to a postal vote. I believe that these people should be entitled to a postal vote. I'm now calling on the Minister once more, I did it last year, to amend the legislation if it's necessary, or perhaps it could be done by ministerial order, to give an opportunity to those who are on holiday or on pilgrimage to have a postal vote in the advance of the 25th of May.
And indeed, the abortion referendum is something that has divided the nation, so people will want to ensure that they can vote on this.
Absolutely. There may be people who want to vote either way, yes or no. That's their prerogative, but I believe that they should be given an opportunity anyway to vote. And ours is very much an archaic system. There have been very little changes since the 80s. Some people are entitled to a postal vote if they're absent due to their work schedule, or if they're ill and unable to attend at the polling station. Those people have the opportunity. But all of these others don't have the opportunity, and I believe this proposal of mine would secure cross-party support in the Dáil, but ultimately be a matter for the Minister, Minister Owen Murphy.
Bogorbia expects to generate up to €40 million in new contracts for Irish food and drink firms this week. Already this week, 20 seafood buyers from China visited five different seafood businesses in Donegal as part of the initiative. Tomorrow, a number of companies from the region will attend an event at the RDS at which more than 500 buyers from over 50 countries worldwide will hear pitches from potential suppliers. Karen Tainer of Bogorbia says it's potentially a significant event.
This is certainly a start and an introduction. The process of generating those sales will take time, and those Irish companies have committed, both through a training course and through activities and through selecting the markets that they wanted to focus on pre the event. They meet the buyers, they get to start with that introduction, and then post-event again they'll continue with their activities.
And councillors in Inishowen are again calling for more funding to carry out works in Ballyliffin in the run-up to the Irish Open this July. Councillor Martin McDermott told this week's municipal district meeting that there is now a sense of urgency about the situation there, and he's hoping for progress this week. It comes after Fáilte Ireland announced it is to produce a visitor management plan for Inishowen with Malin Head at its core. Councillor McDermott says there is important momentum in Ballyliffin and Malin Head at the moment, and that must be encouraged and supported.
We have a beautiful golf club, probably as the head of the European Tour said about Ballyliffin, it's not the best links golf course in Ireland, it's one of the best links golf courses in the world. And when you have somebody with his stature saying that, it proves what a fantastic golf course we have. And we need to showcase that, and we need to showcase in the show, and we need to showcase Donegal. You're going to have 500 million houses worldwide connected to Ballyliffin over that week. You couldn't buy that publicity, and we have to make sure that the peninsula is looking its best for that.
And for weather now, staying mostly cloudy this evening with patches of mist or drizzle. Mostly cloudy and misty tonight with patchy rain and drizzle moving in, on lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, there will be no inquest investigation into the road death of a woman which led to the suicide of an investigating Garda. Donegal coroner Dr. Dennis McCauley today said he had been instructed by the family of Sheena Stewart, a 34-year-old mother of three who died in an accident on New Year's Day 2015, that they didn't want the inquest into her death to continue. An Inishowen councillor has raised questions after a government letter relating to last August flooding reached him just this week, despite being dated from late February. The letter was sent to Donegal County Council in response to queries from Councillor Albert Doherty and others, all of whom were sent copies. The government has been heavily criticised as latest figures from the HSE revealed adults with type 1 diabetes in Donegal continue to wait up to 2 years for recall appointments, despite HSE guidelines recommending patients be reviewed every 6 months. And a Letterkenny municipal meeting has heard that road conditions in the area are like the surface of the moon. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, made the comments while calling on the council to carry out resurfacing works on the Dr. McGinley Road in Letterkenny. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 11th of April. The death has taken place of Sean John McInnay, formerly of Drumquin. His remains will repose at his late residence, Rossview Avenue, Bundoran, tomorrow. Removal from there on Friday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. Burial afterwards in the old graveyard. The death has occurred of Kathleen McMenamin, Corfran, Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Sasha O'Neill, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of William Malachy Doherty, 31, Oak Way, Green Park, Clondalkin, Dublin 22, formerly of Boga Rafoe. His remains will leave Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield Rafoe, at 10 to 9 this evening, going to St. Eunan's Church, Rafoe, to repose overnight. Rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place at his home of Stefan Connolly, 116 Carlton Drive, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has occurred of Liam Kelly, Callan Corr, Drumkeen, formerly of Art McCarran, Ballybuffet. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow.